This program may contain materials not suitable for smarter audiences. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Growing Up Optional,
the podcast for kids who talk beyond their years.
And for grown-ups who still refuse to act their age.
We are your hosts.
My name is Brian.
And my name is Jenny.
We are recording right now in an undisclosed location in the Philippines, where traffic is a way of life.
Today is October 4th, in the year of your Lord, 2015.
And this is episode 1.
Yeah, episode 1. Okay. Alright, this is the pilot.
Yeah.
Pilot episode.
What's going on inside Brian and Jenny's head? Brain matter.
Okay, so yeah, welcome to our podcast. Let's kick it off. Our first topic here is the traffic situation here in Metro Manila, here in the Philippines. So I read in a news article in CNN. It's actually all over Facebook as well, in the social media. So you know that application or that app, phone app, Waze?
Yeah, I know that one.
So according to that application, so that's the statistics in that application, Metro Manila in particular has been voted or has been ascertained to have the worst traffic on planet Earth. So the places where if you want to drive smoothly, we have here the Netherlands, Slovakia, Sweden, favorite country, and Czech Republic and the U.S. So these places, it's going to be easy breezy for driving.
I'm surprised Japan is not there because I just want to share my experience.
Yeah, go ahead.
Going when I visited Japan with my family, because we went there, we didn't have a car, so we mostly took the train, and we didn't have a hard time getting to places because it's really organized place. And
so tell us, like, what's the differences that you've noticed from your commute? I suppose you commuted in Japan. So what were the differences?
Not because there's more. It's complicated, but if you follow it right, you'll get to where you need to. Then the train system is really efficient, because when the train says it will be there by 2:15, it will actually be there by 2:15.
Here in the Philippines, you know, you have to like really wait for the MRT.
Yeah.
Have you ridden the MRT?
Yes, I have.
Here in the Philippines.
In the Philippines, yes.
With whom?
My mother.
Your mom, okay.
Yeah.
So did you guys have to wait?
Yeah, we did, but we had to push through. Or to actually get to the MRT, we had to, you know, squeeze through the crowd.
Okay.
I guess it's why people can leave their cars at home and only use it for short distance travel, because the train system in Japan is really, it's really efficient and useful and organized.
Okay. Yeah. And what else, apart from the train system?
When we were in Japan, I noticed that the escalators, with the people on the escalators, they leave a space for people who are in a hurry. They stay either, I can't remember, I think the right side of the escalator. And when we were there, my mother, she'd always tell me to move to the right because there were lots of people.
For the person, like there's a person that has to rush.
Yeah,
they have a space to cut across.
Yeah,
to cut
it was
through.
Very convenient, because I never really thought of that, because there are rare instances where I'm in a hurry, because the only places where I really encounter escalators are malls. Mm-hmm. And
but here in the malls here in the Philippines, you know, you like they all crowd.
They crowd, yeah, wherever they, it's more convenient for them. Mm-hmm. That's where they stay.
Yeah. And what else?
So
how did you get around? How did you guys did you guys have like a physical map?
No, because well, of course there's an app, Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
It's really reliable, because we really didn't know the place, and we were far from our relatives, so we had to we used this app Google Maps, and we just searched for our destination.
But was it like accurate?
Yeah, it's very accurate. And But there were like some instances where it we had some difficulties, but still we got to where we needed to go.
Mm. So you survived only using
Google Maps
and Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine like if somebody uses that here in the Philippines?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I don't know, it's hard to imagine, because
Well, it's the internet, the traffic situation is one thing, but the connection speed is another. Like, the Philippines has one of the slowest internet connection in Asia, I would suppose. I think it's Korea who has the fastest.
Mm-hmm.
Korea has one of the fastest internet in Asia.
But still, when we were in Japan, the internet there was still really fast. It was almost like if you didn't, like, it didn't need to load.
Oh, that's nice. So, in terms of traffic, so having compared what you've seen in another country and what's the situation here in the Philippines, so what do you think is the solution? Comparing, you know, seeing what works there and what's going wrong here. What are your comments? What are your thoughts?
I think we need to improve the public transport because I noticed there that the wealthy people, they don't really take their cars. They still take public transport.
Yeah, I mean, like I saw when I was there as well. I actually saw a businesswoman, you know, using a bicycle, and then she's like wearing like a really corporate attire.
Really?
Yeah, and she's like she has an expensive bag, and she's holding a cell phone, but she's riding a bike to work. So that's one thing. So they use public transport is really good. Public transport is really good, and you know people ride bikes to and from.
Can you imagine doing that in the Philippines?
Well, the pollution alone will kill you. So.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
In Japan, aside from it having efficient train system, the ticket dispensers were like they use a card, mm-hmm. a Suica card,
mm-hmm.
which is where you just tap or put it in your wallet and
so it's not
automatically,
like a token.
Yeah.
So you tap it.
You tap it on like the.
You tap it.
You tap it.
I tap that card. Okay, where were we? The Suica card. So yeah, you just tap it in the thing.
Okay. And you'd get to the train already, but it's very convenient because
there's like ticket dispensers.
Yeah.
Near the station. So you don't have like to fall in line.
Yeah, there you don't have to that much because it's just like it's like an ATM.
Yeah.
And another thing, I think we should employ honest traffic enforcers because they're in the Philippines. I noticed that they're just traffic enforcers who just wave their hands.
The wavy traffic enforcers. I don't get that as well. I mean, they would stand in a particular place where traffic is already moving, and they're like signal people to move.
Why would they do that?
Why would they do that? I don't get it. It's like. They want to look busy.
Yeah, that's true.
Just in case somebody's watching. But I think that's stupid. I mean, they'd stand in a place and then they'll wave people to like, hey, do I move forward? I'm already going to move there anyway. Anyway. Okay, so that's one. And then what else? I've been there also. I mean, the one thing I noticed is that there were not a lot of motorcycles. I personally hate undisciplined motorcycle riders. I want to clothesline them sometimes, you know, when they drive. I mean, when they counterflow, it's like they own the opposite side of the road.
Yeah, that's true.
I just really hate it. I didn't see a whole lot of that in Japan as well.
No, in Japan, they don't.
So yeah, I think I agree with you. I think the solution here is, one, you know, fix public transport. Get the MRT fixed. I mean, get the public transport system fixed. I agree with you. The traffic enforcers. I think when we switch from the MMDA to the Highway Patrol Group,
yeah.
I mean, they just proved a lot of things that, you know, it really is a problem of enforcing the law. So lastly, I think we can blame the public transport and we can blame the traffic enforcers as well. But more so, I think it's a question of discipline.
Yeah.
So even the drivers, the Filipino drivers, or the people who not just Filipinos, but drivers in general, if you lack the discipline, you are the traffic.
Yeah, that is true.
Young fart, old fart. All right, for this episode, let's talk about technology in the classroom, right?
All right.
Okay. So, I just want to, you know, compare. I just want to compare, you know, what it's like in my time and, you know, how it is now for you guys.
Yeah, it's easier.
So, for 2015. So, back in my day, for one, that we used books and we used notebooks.
Yeah.
So, if we want to, the teacher would write stuff on the board and, you know, we can't photocopy it. So, what we would do is we would manually. She would write stuff on the blackboard and we would, like, manually copy it. So, how do you guys do it right now?
Well, usually the teachers still encourage us to use our notebooks, but it's not really thick notebooks. It's just like a binder, but we still have to copy lots of notes. But usually everything, our teachers, we have this app where it's called Nearpod. It's mm-hmm. where they present, we have our iPads and she has her iPad and mm-hmm. we connect to one. Her presentation will be showed on our iPads as well as she moves on.
So what the teacher's saying, you guys could see.
Yeah, and what she's not on her presentation, we can see it on our iPads. And
just like real time, what she's saying. Ah, okay. Yeah. So you guys follow along on the iPad. So like everybody in the classroom has an iPad.
Yeah, everybody. It's required because not really required now, but you'll really fall behind if you don't have an iPad.
So, but people still have books.
Yes, you can get your books, but it's harder. Yeah, it's harder for you because there are lots of things. We have our activity sheets. We don't print anymore. We just there's a website. We have a website where we download all our worksheets from.
So, like, do you take the exams or the tests also on the iPad?
No, we used to do that, but then students.
So let me ask you this. So can. Is it possible for a student to cheat?
Yes.
Using an iPad?
Yes.
So how?
Because the teachers, they can't really see everything. Because you can hide, lower your brightness or anything. Because that's how the students cheat and get the answers for their test.
But can you, like, during a test, can I, like, communicate to you via the iPad? Yeah, can you iMessage me the answers? Something like that?
Yes, but then the teachers usually see that because your iPad, we look down mm-hmm. and then.
But why not just like take all of the iPads and then like put it in a corner, while the test is the test is still like pen and paper. Right?
Pen and paper, yes, still.
Ah.
We just but the teachers, well, trust us, but but we put them in
so
our iPads.
So much for that.
Yeah, so much for that.
Okay, like in terms of presentation, so during my day, if we want to present something in front of the class, we would use what we call cartulinas or manila paper. So we would fold that like so that it has like creases and lines, mm-hmm. and then we write on it, and then we put it on the board, and then we present. So how do you guys present stuff on
using
technology right now?
Right now, it's like everything can be found on the iPad. Like, we do video presentations, slides.
So is it required to have a video presentation?
Sometimes the teachers require us to make a video, infomercials, advertisements.
And then, so that's in your iPad?
Yeah.
So how do you, like, present that to do you hook the iPad to a speaker or how?
Oh, no, there's this really cool thing that Apple made. It's called AirPlay.
Mm-hmm.
We just connected the Wi-Fi, and then it's called AirPlay. So we connected a Wi-Fi called AirPlay, and then...
So is there, like, a big screen?
A projector, Apple TV. Yeah.
So the contents of your presentation, they're like...
They're flashing the screen.
Flashing the screen, and everybody can. And the audio's all there.
Audio's all there. It's just you don't need any wires. It's just AirPlay.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, okay. So in my time, when I get home, and you know, let's say I'm absent, what I do is that I call my classmates. Hey, pare, what did I miss?
Homework,
yeah, what's the homework? You know, are you finished with the homework? So how do you guys like communicate now?
Facebook. Everybody has Facebook. We make group chats. We have this a batch group mm-hmm. chat where we post all of the final exam coverages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we have a group chat in Facebook where we just, someone says, oh, I'm absent. What are the homeworks? And then they post everything there.
Ah.
Usually we just take photos of our homework, so we just, there.
Ah, okay, that's cool. That's cool. So what do you think the future holds? I mean, for, do you have any idea like what it's probably going to be like in the future?
Flying cars.
No. In relation to school, Baliw.
I think they're gonna find better ways to get the students to. They do that because to motivate the students. Because usually, when I was younger, before iPads, I had to like bring a bunch of books, which
like,
I didn't really.
Like, yeah, I mean
heavy
like
books.
Heavy books, right?
Yeah, and we wouldn't even we'd use half of it, half of the books, but usually. It's like I could have left them, but it would still be the same. But now it's everything's in the iPad, and we could just.
Mm. Yeah, that is amazeballs.
And now it's time for Brian and Jenny recommends.
So Brian and I were huge fans of stand up comedy, but. The thing with stand-up comedy here in the Philippines, it's mostly dominated by that there's anything wrong with being gay, but most of the bars that do feature this type of stand-up comedy, you know, it's mainly about you know, making fun of people. So there's this fear that if you go to one of these bars, you shouldn't be picon or what's
sensitive.
Or very overly sensitive, because if you happen to sit in front, you know, chances are you will be made fun of. So that's the type of comedy that we do have, like, you know, I think Vice Ganda.
Oh yes.
Yeah, but Vice Ganda started out, I think, as one of that. She's about as funny as a toilet seat cover. So she's that's how funny I think she is. But anyway, so yeah, we're big fans of stand up comedy, and we would like to recommend you this guy. His name is
Mike Unson.
So Mike Unson, I first met this guy or this comedian back in 2005 when. Rex Navarrete came here to the Philippines. You know that guy?
Yeah.
Rex Navarrete. What's your favorite next Rex Navarrete joke?
When he was telling his parents about his favorite teacher, he's like, I like the way she teaches.
Yeah, and Marites versus the Super Friends.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Hello, I'm Marites.
And
I'm sorry, Aquaman. I'm only cooking fish.
Yeah. You remember that. Anyway, so so I think Mike Unson has been in the comedy business or stand-up comedy business for quite a while now. He's been doing comedy since 2003. I first saw him when Rex Navarrete was here, and he was hilarious. So Brian and I got the chance to watch some of his shows back in 19 East, and when he invited us personally to watch the taping of his DVD, so we were both there, and he was like hilarious.
You know, the thing I like about him is that he's very animated.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and he doesn't curse that much, but he's still very funny.
So yeah, that's a good point. I mean, if you want to bring your kids to watch really good stand-up comedy, and you know, because we also like
Tim Tayag.
Tim Tayag is really funny as well, but his material is a little bit mature. So if you're going to bring kids to his show, you know, you might want to think twice if you're very conservative.
Yeah.
But he's super funny.
Yeah.
He's super funny. So if you guys want better stand-up comedy, please check out Mike Unson. He has a Facebook account, facebook.com/mike.unson. I think he has an Instagram as well, and he's part of Comedy Cartel.
Yeah.
So there. Brian and Jenny recommends.
Your feedback is important to Brian and Jenny. Well, sort of.
So this is the part of the podcast where we read listeners' emails and messages. So of course, it's still episode one, so we don't have any messages yet. But if you want to send us a message, how do they contact us?
You can either leave us a message at our Facebook page, or you could email us at growingupoptional@gmail.com.
And if we like your message, we will read them in our episode. That's a promise. All right. As of now, as of this writing, we have a total of 102 likes in our Facebook page.
And zero subscribers.
And zero subscribers. Yeah, but of course, yes, it's the maiden episode. So tell us what you want Brian and I to discuss in future episodes. Let us know what you think about the show. Give us feedback because it really is important to us. And anything that we could make the show better.
Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end.
That, I guess, has been episode 1.
Yeah.
This has been Brian.
And this has been Jenny.
Saying growing old is inevitable.
But growing up will always be optional. Bye. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.